It's time for our weekly review of Wisconsin's top news stories, from UW system budget cuts to a town hall meeting about the Toma VA controversy.
WPR's assistant news director Noah Ovshinsky joins us now to talk about all of that and more. Noah, welcome back.
It is good to be here. Happy Friday, Veronica.
Same to you, Noah. Well, one surprise this week to dig right in was something that wasn't actually in the governor's speech at all. It was something that blew up anyway, though. This is controversy over the fate of the longstanding Wisconsin IDEA. How did that unfold?
Yeah, I mean, to say this was probably potentially the biggest story of the week, I think would be an understatement. It was huge. At some point in the budget writing process, and this is something that spans multiple months, the statutory wording, thank you very much, that makes up the Wisconsin IDEA, which we talk a lot about in the state, it was removed, essentially, from the university's mission, and language added that suggested the mission should also be to address the state's workforce needs. I mean, this was a huge change.
Now, this is a complicated one, so let's take it step by step. Square one, what happened?
Right, so I don't want to get into the weeds too much, because it is a kind of a complicated story, but I think it would really be helpful to go in chronological order. So this all came to a head on Wednesday, this previous Wednesday, a day after the governor's budget address. And when this change in the university's mission came to light, it created, a social media firestorm. I mean, Twitter just blew up, Facebook blew up, and there was a lot of public outcry. That day, Walker was asked about the change while traveling around the state, and at the time, he didn't really express any concerns about it. He said that learning was important, but that most important was an education that helped somebody get a job, and I'm paraphrasing there. A bit later, though, the governor's office backtracked, released a statement, and said, actually, this whole change to the Wisconsin IDEA and the mission, it was a drafting error, and that the Wisconsin IDEA would remain part of the mission.
Sort of the end of a story, except that it wasn't really the end of the story. The Journal Sentinel took it further, dug a little deeper, and what did they say and what did they find?
Right, so that was just the beginning. And the Journal Sentinel published a story featuring some notes that actually accompany the budget as it goes through this the various drafts and goes through the various agencies. These notes essentially follow the drafting of the budget. And they show that the Walker administration specifically asked for these changes. Not only that, but other documents show that the Walker administration on a few occasions actually refused requests by the UW system to restore the Wisconsin IDEA. So it sort of calls into question this whole idea of whether or not it was a drafting error.
So a lot going on there. As far as a final verdict, where are we today?
Right. Well, yesterday the governor called it, he went back from calling it a drafting error. He called it a simple miscommunication. And his budget director, Michael Heifetz, ultimately took responsibility for the error. For what it's worth, PolitiFact rated the governor's drafting error explanation as a pants on fire. They said, quote, the claim was not only inaccurate, but ridiculous.
All right. So that is a story that certainly blew up this week. As you said, maybe the biggest story this week. But the budget itself was a huge story this week and everything that surrounded that. And including that here is the $300 million budget cut, proposed budget cut, I should say, to the UW system. Does this proposed cut and this controversy in general come at an awkward time for the governor with this proposed cut on the table?
Yeah, definitely. Right up until Wednesday, the governor, I think, was having, from his perspective and from many people's perspective, a spectacular few weeks. He made a great impression at a big event in Iowa where potential presidential candidates were making their pitch to Republican primary voters. He's been raising a lot of money, recruiting top-notch campaign staff for this potential presidential run. And the national media has discovered he is a serious candidate. At a time when he is, again, trying to run for president and has to sell this budget to the legislature, a budget that calls for cutting the UW by $300 million and creating this independent authority, you know, this whole issue with the Wisconsin IDEA, it's definitely a speed bump. To say the least. And in fact, already the governor has said he is willing to revisit some of the proposed cuts that he's willing to make to the UW if the revenue estimates, if the financial outlook for the state improves when the taxes come in.
So some impact there. Maybe we're looking at some changes. An interesting story to follow for sure. And have the Democrats said anything about all of this?
Oh, yeah. You betcha. You bet. You know, the Dems, who currently have very little sway in the legislature, frankly, took advantage of this story and have really run with it. Senate Democratic Minority Leader Jennifer Schilling said if Walker was going to blame rogue staffers, and that's the word that he used, that it raised serious questions about who is actually running the state government and writing the budget while he is on the campaign trail running for president. So definitely Democrats are seizing on this deletion of the Wisconsin idea from the budget.
So let's look deeper at that proposed $300 million cut to the UW system. Where does that stand right now?
So, right, this, you know, news of this broke, you know, more than a week ago. But he did talk about it again in his address this week. You know, what we're seeing this week is more reaction to this plan, this idea of cutting the university by $300 million and then creating an independent authority for it so that it essentially has more control over its future. UW-Madison Chancellor Rebecca Blank told the Regents yesterday that if these cuts go through, you know, other universities will come in and poach the best students and faculty. Yesterday during the Regents meeting, she already gave an example. She said there is already a casualty as a result of all this debate over the cuts. She says the School of Medicine and Public Health, which is, you know, a very well-known school here at UW-Madison, it was just about to hire a top researcher, but that person backed out because of what they read about what was going on with the budget.
And in terms of what the campuses might be doing to react and to answer to this $300 million proposed cut, what are we hearing?
Several campuses have already or are planning to launch letter campaigns directed towards lawmakers and the governor. They're asking alumni and others to tell those in charge of the budget, you know, to shrink the cut. UW-Madison Chancellor Rebecca Blank again, she sent out a mass email yesterday to alumni. Officials at UW-Whitewater and UW-Milwaukee are also looking to start a similar write-in campaign.
All right, we're going to step away from the budget debate for a bit and pick up a story out of Toma. And this one centers around the Toma VA and an alleged overuse of opioids there. What's the latest? What's been happening in Toma?
Right. So there was a town hall meeting at the American Legion in Toma. And this really was the first sort of public meeting where people could come together, different stakeholders, and talk about this ongoing debate, controversy, really, about the alleged misuse or misprescription, I should say, the overprescribing of painkillers at the Toma VA. It was organized by Western Wisconsin state lawmakers. And I talked to Maureen McCollum, the reporter here at WPR, who attended it. And, you know, she said it was really an emotionally charged meeting. You know, of course, this is a federal issue, but the state lawmakers who organized it, you know, they wanted to hear these stories, the stories that people had about the VA, and, you know, if necessary, put pressure on members of Congress to ensure that there is some sort of accountability.
And what did people say? Who showed up?
Right. So there are about 30 or 40 people who attended, and most of the people there took the opportunity to speak. People said, you know, many people said they got good care at the VA, that they didn't want the VA to get a bad reputation. Parents spoke about the care their children received, and it was really an emotionally charged meeting. Veterans, though, also were concerned about some of the negative publicity. Many said they had a good experience with the VA and just wanted to make sure that, you know, this controversy was cleared up. Former staff also spoke, and some of them have either retired early or quit because of the leadership at the VA.
And so a lot of people speaking out at this town hall meeting. Is this unusual, or were people speaking out before this?
From what I understand, this was a bit of a catharsis. Apparently, there was a lot of dissatisfaction with the leadership at the VA, and this was an opportunity for people to really speak up. They feel like, you know, before they were scared to do it. Now, they're not. You know, some said they wanted an independent investigation into the prescription practices there. Some of the people that spoke said, you know, they don't think the VA can police itself. Right now, the VA is actually conducting two internal investigations. One is looking at whether painkillers were being overly prescribed. Another is looking at the culture of intimidation and fear that some say exists at the VA. But some of the people, especially who work there or who have worked there, said, look, an independent agency should come in here and take a look at it.
An unfolding story at the Toma VA. Noah, thank you so much for joining us.
It was good to be here. Thanks.
We've been speaking with our news guy, Noah Ovshinsky, WPR's assistant news director here at Wisconsin Public Radio.